Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Hour is live, and we appreciate you being here. It's been a busy show. Thanks so much for finding time for us. And we have some Georgia football to talk about. Heading for a three-peat, issues, developing, culture questions. Let's get going here with Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Not good news today to hear that Kendall Milton, the hope at running back, is banged up. We'll find out more about that. Connor, good afternoon, and thank you for being here. First of all, what's going on with Mr. Milton, and how serious is it?
Yeah, so Kendall Milton's got a hamstring injury. He's going to miss the rest of spring practice, which Georgia's about halfway through right now. Expectation is he's going to be ready to go for the start of fall camp, but injuries have been a long-term concern for Kendall. He's missed time in each of his three previous seasons with it, and this is a guy Georgia was really counting on to be that lead running back for the Bulldogs, and if he's not able to get through this season healthy, it does raise some concerns about what they have in that running back room, just because I don't think they have another player as explosive as he is. And when you're breaking in a new quarterback, you'd like to have a running back that you know is going to be able to consistently move the change. And if Kendall Milton's availability is an issue, as it has been throughout his career, that's only going to put more on a first-time starting quarterback.
I wonder, too, because Georgia's schedule is so easy and there are so many expectations, and that we seem to get – not you, but we seem to get hyper-alert – certainly, I think any injury, the Bulldogs can survive the front part of the season. And that's really where I want to go next, Connor, because the more I look at the schedule, I'm trying to find even a remotely interesting game for a while. And the question isn't so much what will be interesting, is what trickle-down effect does that have to a program that opened last year, with Oregon, the year before with Clemson, and they were playing in one of the featured games of the year, day one.
Yeah, and this year it was supposed to be Oklahoma. The SEC makes the decision to change that, given Oklahoma's going to be joining the conference, and you're replaced with Tennessee Martin. And on the pro side of this, yeah, it gives you time to, you know, find out, okay, who's going to be our left tackle, who's going to be our starting quarterback, how do these guys look? They don't leave the state of Georgia for the first four games of the season there. And yeah, at Auburn is going to be a tough game. At Tennessee, to end SEC play is going to be a raucous environment, but you're not really going to know what you have against a similarly, you know, a capable team. I think even Tennessee, you know, as we saw last season, there's a gap in between with talent of where those two programs are right now. And look, in the SEC championship game, you're probably either facing Alabama or LSU. And then in a college football playoff, most likely you're facing an Ohio State, a Michigan, a team that is maybe not as talented, but certainly within the same ballpark. And the way you look at their schedule right now, it's not on there. Now, no one would have thought that Missouri was going to be Georgia's closest regular season game a year ago, and you could certainly foresee them, you know, playing down to their competition, finding themselves in a one-score game. But from a raw talent standpoint, there's no one on their schedule that can really test them, and that's going to be a concern, I think, when you get into the later stages of the season. You would like to have played a tough game before you go on the road to Knoxville at the end of the SEC play on November 18th.
Of course, last year it happened once. It ultimately, Georgia figured out a way to get it done, which brings me to the culture questions, which I know Kirby Smart has answered, but they're not going away, especially with Jalen Carter heading to Kansas City for the draft. We had Tannenbaum on earlier. He's dropped him considerably. And I know things are – I mean, you can connect the dots. You don't have to, but clearly he's involved in really one of the worst tragedies connected to Georgia football. And I just wonder – does that change the narrative? Does that change anything connected to this program, the fact that one of the stars from last year has been part of really a horrendous story?
I don't know how much the Jalen Carter aspect of it will, but I feel very comfortable saying, you know, the death of Devin Woolock as well as Chandler LaCroix, the recruiting staffer, is going to be with this team for the entire season. They've talked consistently about, you know, the impact of losing someone that young. Anyone that has gone through grief understands that when you lose someone that suddenly that young, when you're a young person, it affects you, because for many of these people, it's the first time they've dealt with that level of loss in some time. They've erected a picture of Devin Woolock in the offensive line room. Tate Ratledge, a starting guard for this team, got Devin's initials and number tattooed on his body. It's going to be, you know, Devin Woolock and his presence. It's going to be something that hangs, might not be the right word, but sort of lingers around this program. Obviously, they're going to try and use that as a positive, do it for Devin and how much he meant to this program. But, you know, that kind of stuff, that heaviness that comes with losing someone so suddenly, and the manner in which it happened the day after essentially the, you know, national championship parade, there's going to be some lingering effects of that. And these are young people. You don't know how they're going to handle it. And while Georgia's going to do everything to make sure that these players and people have the support that they need to, that they can go out there and do their jobs, but also continue to grow as human beings, it's undeniable that this is going to have some sort of impact on this 2023 team.
And Connor, on that, it does seem different this year. I mean, we're talking about Carter. We're talking about the two tragedies. Last year, it just seemed like an exhale, getting Alabama out of the way. This year, in spite of, a 58-point win, you tell me, you're there, I'm not. But it does feel like a totally different situation.
Yeah, I think even Kirby Smart recognized this after the national championship game. For so long, he tried to downplay this idea that Georgia, you know, was repeating, given they had to replace so much from the 2021 national championship team. That's not going to be the case with this 2023 team. They bring back a lot of key pieces, and it's going to be harder for them to repeat and win a third straight, just because, again, this is something we haven't seen done since the 1930s with Minnesota. And you can even look across pro sports and some of the struggles. You've seen great franchises struggle to repeat in that aspect. The New England Patriots never did it. Stephen Curry and the Warriors never did it. LeBron James has never done it. You have to go back to Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal and the Lakers in the early 2000s, and then most obviously Michael Jordan in the 90s. And Kirby, I think, is going to draw on that Jordan parallel. You know, obviously The Last Dance is a great documentary, and you saw in that, I think, just how difficult winning a third straight national title is and the mental and physical strain that it puts on these bodies. You know, Brock Bowers has lost one game in his college career, and as the season goes along, the pressure is going to continue to build. And, you know, we've seen Alabama try and do this in the 2013 season and sort of unravel it in that kick six game, and then they lose to Oklahoma in the Sugar Bowl. We saw USC have a potential shot at doing this, and ultimately they come up with a loss to Texas in the 2005 national championship game. So we've seen teams, you know, follow in Georgia's footsteps before with where they're about to go. But the physical and mental toll of being at your best across three straight seasons, you know, 45 consecutive games, is just really hard, especially when you're dealing with players and people as young as Georgia is right now.
Connor, finally on that, you've watched and seen a lot of Kirby Smart. You hear him as often as he is around. Does he sound different than he did a year ago or the year before? I know everything was leading toward that first title. Now he's getting a lot of the questions that he used to hear down the hall when Nick Saban was holding press conferences.
Yeah, tonally right now, I don't think it's all that different. And part of it too is, you know, obviously all the events that have gone on for Georgia this offseason has changed some of the questions that Kirby is going to get. I imagine when we get around to football season, he's going to hear more of the questions that you just point out Nick Saban has often heard. And so because of that, he understands that there is a different level of target on Georgia's back. Obviously, you know, I think anyone around this program would like to see them play Alabama just to beat them once again, because in my opinion, Alabama is still the standard in college football. And while yes, Georgia has beaten them once, they also lost to them in 2021 when they won a national title. And so I do think that, you know, Alabama, while yes, Georgia has beaten them before, that sort of still lingers in the air. And, you know, you want to see, you know, Georgia and Alabama, obviously the two, I think, biggest dogs in college football right now. If Georgia's able to go out and win a third national championship, I think that ends a lot of the conversation about where those two programs are, in part because it'll have been 3 years since Alabama won a national title. And then Kirby Smart will have further done something that no coach in the modern era has been able to do.
Yeah, I think you're right. And again, you know, Alabama didn't get there, so they didn't have the chance to play them. But I don't think that will be a factor. If Georgia wins it all again, the opponent will not matter.
No, because again, it's so difficult to do. And Alabama's got things to prove and answer. They lost two games last year to teams that Georgia pretty soundly beaten, LSU and Tennessee. So I think in some ways, well, yes, Georgia's obviously trying to win its third straight national title. I think maybe Alabama is trying to get back to the level that they had been operating at in years past. Because even as great as that 2021 season was for Bryce Young and Will Anderson, there were some struggles during that year too. And it has not exactly been the easy ride, certainly in the last 2 years, for Alabama, but even compared to some of the other things that they had done at various points during their dynasty.
And Connor, yeah, I mean, they'll be debating about the 20 season for a long time. And it's all, one more thing too, this is the final year of the setup. So next year, it really will be a bigger challenge to win it all. Hey, thank you. It's great to talk to you again. This was fantastic. Connor Riley joining us from Dog Nation as we head to the break, and we will get to your reaction. All right, I look down there and there's already pretty strong reaction on the board to what Connor had to say about Georgia possibly winning it for the third time.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back, and we have phone calls the rest of the way. Before we get to the calls, some results from the caller bracket starting. So yesterday's vote, and we are seeing some advances. Black Hat Region legend and JK, is that a matchup that people are eager about? So this is the next regional here that were the Bud Regional. They got Larry and K-Dub. They nearly came to blows once. It's a little backstory. And Augie and Squirrel. Larry and Squirrel are currently ahead. And Legend is next.
Paul, I got one thing to say. They call me Chaos. Woo! As my great friend and the original Black Hat, Ronnie Van Zant, once wrote, double trouble, double trouble, T-R-O-U, Billy. Woo! Paul, come over here today to huff and puff and blow some of these weak-ass callers' house down, brother. That'd be all right with you.
That's quite all right with me. I had a skirmish with one earlier today. You may have been working.
Yeah, I heard it. Paul, you ever heard the term lawlessness?
Yes.
Well, I've come up with a new term after hearing Jim's call today. That was first degree ball-lessness.
He called in, he was so upbeat, he was so excited, and then it ended poorly.
I'm so sick, and the nation is so sick, of him trying to jam down our throat, Jeff from Ohio being a great caller. Come on, man. I mean, all this dude comes on here and talks about is how bad the SEC is. Like, we're stupid. We don't know about the Big Ten and Maurice Corrett and the many criminals that's played at the University of Ohio State, including a couple coaches and many alumni. I mean, come on, man. The man's pathetic, man. I mean, we don't want to hear that crap no more. Nobody believes it. And let me tell you something else, Paul. You remember when he came on here last week and said that you was promoting violence? Do you remember that comment?
Oh, yeah, of course I do.
Well, let me just say two things on that right there. One, there ain't nobody on this show worth going to jail for.
Did we lose Legend's call? I think Legend was laughing so hard at what he said, he disconnected. We'll try to get him back. Cat Daddy is up next.
You're looking good, sounding good as always, Mr. Paul. Congratulations to my Lady Gamecocks. We're going to get us another one. It's coming. I know I feel it. We all feel it.
It does feel that way.
Yes, sir. They're looking good. That, Ric Flair impersonator that was on here, y'all called the legend. I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't spend a dime listening to what that man has to say. I bet when he's in prison, he dropped the soap on purpose. But anyway, go Gamecocks.
Legend is back. Just in time.
As I was saying, there ain't nobody on this show worth going to jail for. And number two, Paul, I got too much respect and love for you, man, to ever bring any reproach upon you by whooping one of these starry-ass callers' ass. I'll just be honest with you.
You know, Legend, I would have to publicly chastise you. Of course, I would be reading it from a cue card that one of my bosses wrote, but I would have to at least do that just to save face.
Well, I just say it, Paul. What Jim said today, I'm so sick of him talking about your guests and this. It ain't his damn show. It's your damn show, Paul. And I respect that. Let me tell you, I'm a personal friend of Danny Sheridan. I talked to him the other night. He's got a lot of respect and love for Paul Feinbaum. But he's sick of hearing about how Danny Sheridan...
Everyone is.
Nobody wants to hear that crap. Danny Shannon down in Mobile living his best life, counting his money. He don't give a damn if Paul Feinbaum calls him to his show. He'll take Feinbaum's call because he loves him. But if he don't call him, he ain't going to lose no damn sleep over it. Tim Brando either. So y'all let that crap go. That is some first-degree ballersness right there. And I tell you the truth. If Jim was the first Adam, Eve would have been disappointed in the Garden of Eve because he wouldn't have worn leaf. He would have wore a pine needle, Paul. Strictly first-degree ballersness. That's all that crap was, Jim. First-degree ballersness, dude. And I tell you something else that's ballersness. All this three-peat. Three-peat? We talking about three-peat? Three-peat? Paul, I tell you who's going to suffer more than anybody when they break down these divisions and go to everybody has to play everybody. You know who's going to suffer the most? The Georgia friggin' Bulldogs. They'll actually have a real schedule then before November. This schedule, Georgia, is the most first-degree ballersness crap I ever seen in my life, brother. I wouldn't even play that. Y'all don't even play a game in November. Worried about who the left tackle is. Hell, y'all can figure that out by November, surely. But you got Mike Boo Boo, and the only three feet you're going to get is 1, 2, 3 wins in the SEC East. Woo! Talking about some ballistness, 3 feet, ain't going to happen. And hey, Paul Frank, get off. Didn't I hear Larry say the other day that he had a hot tub in his backyard?
He did say that.
Paul, that ain't a hot tub. That's a bathtub. When Larry washes his clothes in the wash machine, his neighbor has to come over with a pressure washer and pressure wash the wash machine afterwards, brother. Woo! Talk about some violence. Puff and blow you weak-ass collar's house down. When old R. Feinbaum has his guests and all his collars and Danny on the show and Tim May on the show, y'all want me to tell you the real truth? It ain't none of your damn business. They call me Chaos. Legend has left the building.
Jim is next.
Yeah, you laughed at that idiot. You laugh at him. You I don't care about your show anymore, Paul. I really don't. You gonna act like that? You gonna trash me like that? Laughing at him talking
about Jim. I'm not trashing you.
Shut up, Paul. You're rotten as hell. You're lying right now. You cover for that guy. You laugh at his jokes about people. You laugh at him about me. I don't give a shit about you, Paul.
Tempers are flaring, aren't they? Yeah, one thing that I've always said, we can have fun here, but we can't have what Jim tried to take us to. So, Homer is back from Minden, Louisiana. Homer, where you been?
Hey, Brother Paul. Oh, I just been hanging out. I've been listening to you, though. I saw, I'm getting to work. I can halfway tolerate old lady. I must be mellowing now.
No.
What you think?
No, we all mellow a little bit. We so what's going on? I mean, you having you watching the tournament?
Well, since you brought it up, I'm not one to poke fun at Alabama, even though I despise them. I'm a good fella.
You want to poke fun at Alabama?
My San Diego State Aztecs owned Alabama from the opening tip-off to the end. I recorded it, Paul. I've watched it 3 times. And there it is. I just love it. I can't believe it. And on top of that...
You really, Homer, you shouldn't take that much pleasure in someone else's misfortune.
Well, Brother Paul, I've always...
There's a German word for that called Schadenfreude, and it's not good for you. Homer, great to hear from you. Let's talk to Mike in Missouri. Hello, Mike. Mike, you there?
Yes.
Well, go right ahead. You are on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Good. Hey, what are your thoughts about Missouri and North Carolina to come?
I thought it was a great year for Dennis Gates in Missouri. I thought that was one of the bigger surprises of all the new coaches. So, Cat Daddy, I know you wanted on with Legend, but we couldn't make that happen. Are you okay with what he said?
Well, Big Paul, I'm telling you, my mama used to tell me when I was a child, she said, never say nothing bad about people you don't really know. And I don't really know him, but I know him from your show. And the Legend, I don't want to go there.
You don't go there, Cat Daddy, and I think we'll all be better for it. We don't want to trash Legend. Jace is up next in Georgia. Hey, Jace, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, I thought Jim from Tuscaloosa was supposed to be some kind of ultra-Christian. He just dropped the four-letter word on air there.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. See, those of you at home didn't hear it because we were able to the radio lingo is dump it, meaning we were able to hit it before it got out on the airways. But the people on hold were able to hear what Jim said, which was rather repugnant, if I might say so myself.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, it was, Paul, and I mean, you know, people have been banned for less. I know.
Yeah,
Jim,
he will have to go through a long-time caller, but to get back on the show, he will have to go through sensitivity training. and Legend is teaching the course.
Oh, well, as far as Legend goes, it seems to me every time he comes on, all he wants to talk about is the Georgia Bulldogs.
He does seem rather hung up on the dogs right now. I agree with you on that.
Yes, he does. So I got a little message for Legend. We're going to three-peat, Legend. So yes, we'll deal with it. Alabama's days are over with. Paul, I appreciate you taking my call, and hope you have a good evening.
Jace, thank you. We are heading to the break. We still have 30 minutes more, and we can't wait. Hope you stick around.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back in, let's check in with Handsome Joe from Red Bay, Alabama.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? Hey, happy over-medicated hour. I mean, you know who's loving this last hour? The pharmacies are loving this last hour because obviously some of these people done had way too much medication. And I don't know what Jim was doing last week, but he needs to get back to doing whatever he was doing. And if somebody says something about, he don't have to get that upset, Paul. I mean, you know, in football games, they give a 15-yard personal foul. Well, maybe we ought to have a 15-day, personal foul for somebody, especially when they've done broke the rules more than once. You know, I did it once.
Yeah, I mean, we all have fun here, and I understand getting mad, but you can't stay mad your entire life.
No, and some people just seem that they're just angry all the time. And maybe, if I've had so many people that said so much things about me as Jim has, I may be just as mad as he is. I don't know, Paul. I don't know. But I tell you what, Paul, Georgia fans, Georgia ain't going to win. There's no way they're going to three-peat this year. 100% Alabama's not going to be denied this season, Paul. For one thing, Tennessee or South Carolina's going to win the SEC West, and Georgia ain't even going to get a shot to get on the field with Alabama. And that's just the facts. You know, they can have their little, pee-wee games all year long, but they still – Tennessee and South Carolina's going to beat them. And, Florida may even upset them. And who knows? Hugh Freeze and Auburn may beat them. But Georgia, I don't think they're scheduled as weak as everybody says because they got some games right there they could easily lose four. I'm gonna say they're going 7, maybe 7-5 this year. That's what Georgia's record is going to be. Now
we'll go through that a little bit later on. We don't want to press you in March. Handsome Joe, thank you for the early prediction. I-Man is up next.
What was Handsome Joe talking about? I mean, he's talking about the pharmacies and the medicines. I think he's been in the medicine cabinet already too. I mean, Georgia's going to dominate that schedule. And talking about Georgia not earning to play Alabama, I tell you, Alabama, it's not a given. Alabama's got some stiff competition coming up this year. I was listening when you first came on, and Jim was talking about you never can tell what the callers are going to say. And then I'm sitting there listening to Jim just a second ago, and guess what, Paul? You never can tell what the callers are going to say, but it looks like the bracket's all shaking down pretty good and kind of like what we might have thought. Wouldn't you agree?
So far, predictable.
Yeah, predictable. And they're looking pretty good, and they're entertaining. You know, I know some people get wound up, and I hate that Booker lost and had to thank all those people. Booker, I have to thank
by the way,
them.
We've already suspended him for next year's tournament based on those thank yous.
You know, Paul, your show, it means so much to so many people. What do you think it means the most, in your opinion?
Well,
your
I mean, I think to me it's something that people look forward to and have fun, because most people on this show are good.
And it also helps your bank account rather well. I mean, you don't have to put too much stuff back at the grocery store, do you, Paul? But you don't. I mean, do you get two heads of lettuce or one head of lettuce a week?
We are we're cutting back. We get one head of lettuce a week.
Do you even get any sesame seeds to sprinkle on that lettuce?
Every once in a while, we'll get a subi. Some subi seeds.
So you wet the lettuce so the sesame seeds stick on it, and y'all are, that's high cotton.
Well, things are so bad, I mean, we're now having to, we got a garden.
You've got a garden?
Yeah, we grow our vegetables in the garden.
Refresh me on what kind of vegetables have you got in the garden?
We got tomatoes, rutabagas.
Rutabagas?
Yeah. Squash, okra.
Squash,
okra. Taters.
You fry your okra?
I prefer not, but if we have to.
Okay.
We got a kale garden.
What's that? You're breaking up, Paul.
We got a kale garden, too.
Are you there, Paul? Can you hear
me? I am here. Larry is up next. Hello, Larry.
Listen, I'm talking about, but I just got through fishing down there at the pond. I didn't catch the damn thing.
Come on, Larry. You didn't catch anything?
No, I didn't get a bite. Hell no, man.
You ever thought about baiting the hook?
Yeah, I use artificial bait.
Well, that's
man.
The problem. If you go get some live crickets or some worms or some minnows do it the old-fashioned way.
I fish minnows, you know, but I like to take a gal fishing, short pole fishing. But yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I bet it would.
Anyway, I thought I'd holler at you, man. I heard our man in there, what he plants. I know what he plants is green.
Oh, yeah.
And he can smoke it.
He's in the Woodstock garden.
Woo! I've been there. I was in there in 69, brother. Big Daddy was in all that. Hell yeah, I was right there, man. That's fun. Everybody get naked and have fun. You never know who you're in. You know?
Did you see some illegal drugs over there in Vietnam?
Ooh, son, they got in their yard. Hey, they give me some one time, and I hit a little bit of it, and I went with 18. And, man, I don't know how many water buffaloes I kill. I heard all kind of stuff around me, man.
I got to rethink all my praise for your service to this country. I didn't realize what you were doing over there.
Well, I never had done none of them. Like, try it, man. Yeah, make you smooth. Yeah, it made me smooth. I was so damn nervous. Everything out, come around, I'm jumping.
So, Larry, when you were over there in Nam, where exactly were you? Can you tell us now? I know it's been about 53 years.
Yeah, Da Nang? I was in Camp Chinchaw in Da Nang. We covered the whole east and west security for that whole area.
Okay.
We were on the perimeter. We was out there in them bunkers.
Was that near the DMZ?
No, we was the south.
Okay.
We were they grew all the rice.
Yeah, okay, so the DMZ was toward the north where North Vietnam started.
Yeah. I didn't ever understand that. It's like chasing somebody and you're going to whoop their ass. They run across this makeshift line and stick their tongue out at you. You know, that's crazy, man. I didn't ever understand that. But, yeah, man, that...
Well, wasn't Da Nang on the water?
Huh?
Was Da Nang on the water?
Well, yeah. They had a waterway through there. Okay. I wanted to get on 12 boats. They put me in security. Okay. I didn't want to be on the land. Damn, what's that? What's up? They started handing me them greens, and this dude next to me, this black dude, they handed him a bayonet, and he said, what's this for? He said, when they get close, you put it on in your rifle hand to hand. He said, hell, you give me a pair of track shoes, Jack. I can't get that close.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Once again, Larry, I'll say it for everyone. Thank you very much for your service. We take a break here. Much more to come right after this. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.